我愿意你们现在这个时候呢，把你的心呢向神敞开，是从来没有的那么敞开的敞开。
Because God is about to begin to do unusual things.
因为神要来做一件很不寻常的事。
And I want to share with you.
我要跟你们分享。
Where do we go from here?
就是从这里要往哪里去呢
？If we are all ministers.
如果我们所有的都是传道人。
And some are pulpit ministers, and everybody else is a marketplace minister.
少数的是讲台上的传道人，大部分是职场的传道人。
And if the city is the place where we are to minister.
而城市就是我们服侍的地方。
How do we do that?
那我们要怎么去做呢
？And before we open the scriptures.
当我们开始讲这一方面之前，
I want to ask my wife to join me up here for a moment.
我要请我的妻子上来跟我一起。
And I would like for all of us to pray together.
要我盼望我们大家一起来祷告。
Because we are opposing that religious spirit that Peter Wagner was talking about.
因为我们要一起来抵挡 Peter Wagner 所讲的那个宗教的灵。
If that is not the religious spirit that attacks you as much as it wears you out.
因为这个宗教的灵呢，不仅要来攻击你，而且要来把你累垮。
And we need to oppose that.
因此呢，我们要抵挡它。
And we need to say, Lord, renew my mind.
同时我们要跟主说主啊来更新我的心思意念
Help me see like you see
帮助我用你的眼光来看每一件事
So I would like to invite you to stand up
所以要邀请大家一起站立
And I would like to pray with you the way we pray in Argentina
那我想要你们一起跟我祷告是用我们在阿根廷祷告的方式
When we pray in Argentina we praise God
当我们在阿根廷祷告的时候呢，我们是赞美神。
And we kick the devil all the way back to hell.
然后呢，把撒旦远远的踢回地狱去。
And that is a good combination.
这是一个很好的综合性的祷告。
And I'd like to invite you to hold hands with those next to you.
同时，我们的方法也是跟你旁边的一起牵手。
Even across the aisles.
甚至呢，再走到跟另外一边的也一起牵手。
And I will lead in a prayer, and my sister will translate it, and you will repeat it.
我要做祷告，然后翻译的姊妹翻译，你就跟着讲。
And we are going to take authority over all power of the evil one.
我们呢要用耶稣基督的权柄来抵挡一切的黑暗权势。
And when you take authority, don't be shy about it.
当你拿握着手上握着耶稣的权柄的时候，不要羞羞惭惭的。
Roar like a lion，
要如同狮子一样的吼叫。
Put fear in the evil one，
让这个邪灵因你而害怕。
Because we are praying in the most mighty name, the name of Jesus，
因为我们是奉那最有能力的名来祷告，就是耶稣基督的名。
Amen，
Amen。
So pray with me，
所以跟我一起来祷告。
Father God。
父神啊,
In the name of the Lord Jesus,
我们奉耶稣基督的名,
we acknowledge,
我们承认,
we are your people,
我们是你的百姓,
you are our God,
你是我们的神,
you are our protector,
你是保护我们的神,
you are our deliverer,
你是我们的救赎主,
no evil will befall us,
灾祸不能临到我们。
And now in the name of the Lord Jesus,
现在我们奉耶稣基督的圣名,
we praise you, God.
我们来称颂你, 神啊,
we worship you, God.
神啊, 我们敬拜你,
we call you our Father.
我们称呼你是我们的父,
we praise your name.
我们称颂你的圣名,
you are wonderful.
你是何等的奇妙,
we are your people.
而我们是你的百姓,
you will never leave us.
你永不离弃我们。
No one can take us away from your hand.
没有人能够将我们从你的手中攫走。
And from that position of security,
为了我们有这样的一个地位。
We take authority.
我们拿起你给我们的权柄。
Over all power of the evil one.
来抵挡一切的黑暗权势。
And in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们要奉主耶稣基督的名。
We oppose the devil.
我们抵挡魔鬼。
By the blood of Jesus.
靠着耶稣基督的宝血。
By the cross of Jesus.
靠着耶稣十字架的功效。
By the resurrection of Jesus.
靠着耶稣复活的大能。
We oppose the devil.
我们抵挡魔鬼。
And we rebuke the devil.
我们斥责魔鬼。
And we cast the devil out.
我们把魔鬼赶出出去。
And in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们奉耶稣基督的名。
We declare freedom.
我们宣告我们的自由。
And we say.
同时我们宣告
Father God,
父神啊
Let your kingdom come
愿你的国降临
Let your will be done
让你的旨意成就在地上
In my life
在我的生命里面
In my family
在我的家庭里面
In my home
在我的家中
In my job
也在我的工作的场合
In my city
在我所住的城市
In my nation
在我们的国家
In the whole world
在这整个的世界
Let your kingdom come
让你的国降临
Bless the person on my right
祝福我旁边右边的人
Bless the one on my left
祝福我左边的人
Touch them
触摸他们
Bless them
祝福他们
Heal them
医治他们
Prosper them Enlighten them
光照他们
Fill them with your presence
用你的同在来充满他们
And we declare
同时我们宣告
Yours is the kingdom
国度是你的
Yours is the power
能力是属于你的
Yours is the glory
荣耀是属于你的
Forever, Amen
从今时直到永远
And now give the Lord a big, 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 big hand
让我们一起鼓掌
Big hand Big hand Hallelujah Shout unto the Lord Shout, oh!The Lord is mighty.
神是大有能力的。
The Lord is mighty.
主耶稣是大能的神。
Satan is fleeing. You are free.
撒旦必须逃跑。
Declare it.
我们宣告撒旦必须逃跑。
Say I am free.
宣告你是自由的。
Tell the one next to you, you are free.
告诉你旁边人说你是得释放、得自由的。
Hallelujah. And now lay hands on the person next to you.
同时呢，这个时候请你按手在你旁边的人身上。
And tell that person.
告诉那个人。
Be blessed in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名，你蒙福。
Amen. Amen. Please be seated.
请坐。
I want to talk today, tonight, about the need for integration.
我们今天晚上来讲有一个整合的需要。
And the need to integrate five things.
有五样东西需要融合在一起。
You and the church.
就是你，还有你的教会。
The kingdom of God.
神的国度。
The marketplace.
职场
in the city
还有城市
if you look at the screen there
如果你看这个投影片的话
you're going to see that these five things
你会看到这五样东西
are concentric circles
是都是在一个圆圈里头一个扩大的圆圈里面
they all have the same origin
最中间的那个
and they spread out interconnected
好像涟漪一样慢慢扩散开来的
We can teach the word of God until hell freezes over, and not much will happen.
我们可以一直讲到，可是不会太有果效。
Until these five things are integrated.
除非呢，这五样东西是融合在一起、整合在一起的。
And we need to understand.
同时，我们必须明白
that who you are.
明白你是谁
should never be separated from the fact that you are the church.
你不能忘记你自己就是教会。
And that if you are the church,
如果你就是教会
you are to bring the kingdom of God,
那你就应该把神的国度带来
into the marketplace,
带到你的职场里面
to change the city,
来改变城市
You see, we don't think that way.
你看我们都不这样想的
We say, I am at Silvoso,
你就会说我只是我只是某某人
And I go to church,At the top of the hill there.
那我是去山顶上的那个教会。
And the kingdom of God, kingdom of God. Oh, that's when Jesus is coming back. Yeah.
那神的国度是什么呢？哦，就是当耶稣再来的时候。
In the marketplace.
那至于职场呢？
Oh, that's an evil place.
哦，那是一个邪恶的地方。
That's where people go to make money.
是人在那边赚钱的地方。
Oh, that's terrible.
那是很糟糕的。
In my city.
至于我的城市呢
oh, my city is terrible.
我城市糟透了。
Oh, there is crime.
有各样的犯罪
sin,
各样的罪恶
pornography,
还有色情的东西
I'm waiting for the city whose builder and architect is God.
那我现在呢是在等候那新耶路撒冷降临
You see, we are not integrating these things.
当我们这样想的时候我们把这五个东西是分开来的
And that's why we can teach the Bible, but unless we have these five integrated,It will never work.
这就是为什么当我们没有把这五种整合在一起的时候，我们怎么讲道、怎么传道都没有多大果效。
Let me give you an example.
我现在给你们一个例子。
The five basic components for a car are these.
这个车子里面有五个主要的东西是这个。
To have a car, you need these five things.
就是你要组合一辆车子的话，必须有这五样重要的东西。
You need an engine.
第一个，你必须有引擎。
You need a transmission.
还有，你必须有那个离合。
You need a steering mechanism.
还有那个选那个转盘。
You need a car frame.
同时，你必须有车子的外体。
And you need four wheels.
同时呢，这个还有四个轮子。
If you have those five things,
当你有这五样东西的时候
，you will not have a very nice car.
你或许不是有一辆很好的车
but you will have a car.
可是你会有一辆能跑的车
and you will go places.
你就可以靠着那辆车去这里
去那里 because these are the five components that make up a car.
因为你要组合一辆车的话这五个成分呢是最重要的
so suppose that I give you those five things.
假设我现在给你这五种东西
and you say thank you Pastor Ed.
你就说谢谢 Ed 牧师
but you keep the transmission in the backyard.
可是呢你却把你的引擎呢放在你的后院里面
the engine in the garage.
然后呢把 transmission 放在你的
steering mechanism in the driveway
还有方向盘呢放在你的停车位置
the frame on the street
还有车子外壳呢又在另外一个地方
and the four wheels around the corner
另外呢四个轮子就放在角落里面
you are not going to go anywhere
如果是这样的话你想去哪里都没办法的
because you need the five things integrated
因为你必须把这五个东西组合在一起
remember the story I told you today about the fellow who inherited a motel chain
记不记得早上我跟你们讲到有一个人呢承受了一大堆旅馆
the reason why he was successful
为什么他能够成功呢
is because he integrated these five things
是因为他把这五样东西都整合在一起
he says I am God's child
他说我是神的儿女
and I am part of the church
我是教会的一部分
and the church takes the kingdom of God
而教会呢是把神的国带来
where the gates of hell are
带到阴间的门所在的地方
and the gates of hell are usually in the marketplace
那这个阴间的门大部分是在职场里面
business, education and government
就是金融界还有教育界还有政府机构
and when I take the kingdom of God to the marketplace
如果我把神的国带到职场里
because the marketplace is the heart of the city
那因为这个职场呢就是城市的心脏
I change the city
我就可以这样的改变城市
so would you listen to the Holy Spirit now.
所以可不可以请你这个时候留意听圣灵的话
Intercessors, may I see your hands again?
我们这边的代祷者可以不可以请你举手
Would you wave at me?
可不可以向我挥挥手
Okay, I need you tonight.
我今天晚上需要你
I need you to be in prayer.
需要你们祷告
I need you to be opposing the devil.
需要你们在那个地方抵挡魔鬼。
Because if we discover how these five things work together, things are going to change at home.
因为我们一旦掌握到这五样东西是怎么样的整合的，一起运作，很多事情就要开始发生。
That's why I have been encouraging you to go to Argentina with us.
这就是为什么我一再的鼓励你们要跟我们一起去阿根廷。
Because I want to take you to cities down there.
因为我要带你们到那边的城市。
Where these five things are integrated.
而这些城市呢，是这五种成分呢，都是整合在一起的。
And you can see them.
你就可以看见。
You can experience them.
可以经历的。
And now you become convinced.
那这样的话，你就会深信不疑了。
Now, I believe that we run out of brochures.
我知道说我们带来的简章呢都发完了。
I also believe that Lillian is photocopying some brochures.
我想还有 Lillian 姊妹可能会再多印一些。
But if you don't get a hands on the brochure, go to our website.
可是如果你现在没有办法拿到我们的简章的话，就看我们的网络。
Which is Harvest Evan, Harvest EVAN.
这个
Harvest.
Harvest.
Evan.
EVAN.
.org. And you can register there.
你可以上网去看。
Now, who are you?
那你究竟是谁呢?
We go to the Word of God.
我们就来看神的话语怎么说。
In Ephesians 2:10 says,
在以弗所书的第二章第十节说,
You are God's workmanship.
他说我们是神的工作。
You are created in Christ Jesus.
是在耶稣基督里面造成的。
Unto good works.
为了要行做善事。
Which God prepared beforehand.
就是神预先所预备的事。
That you should walk in them.
好使你能够行做这一些事。
So, look at the four components.
所以我们来看看这四个成分。
You are God's workmanship.
第一个是你是神的工作。
Say it, I am God's workmanship.
我们一起说，我是神的工作。
Who made you?
是谁造你的呢？
God.
是神造你的。
Who made you?
是谁造你的？
God.
是神造你的。
You see, you are God's workmanship.
你看，你是神手中的杰作。
But God didn't stop there.
可是还不止这个样子。
He upgraded you.
他还把你提升。
To first class.
提升到到。First class.
You are created in Christ Jesus.
是在耶稣基督里面造成的。
That means that everything that Jesus has, you have it now.
那表示什么呢？表示耶稣所有的每一样东西你都有。
But he made you and he upgraded you because he has a plan for you.
他不仅造你，而且把你提升，因为他在你生命中有一个计划。
And that is a good plan.
而且是好的计划。
It's a plan for you to do good works.
是一个让你可以行善事的计划。
And these good works has been prepared beforehand.
这些善事呢，就早都预备好的。
So you have to stop thinking, oh, I have to go to work. It's going to be such a mess. Things are going to be terrible. No!
所以呢，你从现在开始不要再想，哎呀，又得去上班了，那个地方一塌糊涂。不，你不能这样想。
You're going to go to work. You're going to do a lot of good things.
你要想说你去工作，你去上班要做很多的善事。
But if you look at that verse that is on the screen now,
可是如果你看在投影片上的这些话，
Look how we change it from God to you.
我们看怎么样从神改变到你。
God made you.
首先是神造你。
God created you.
神创造你。
God has a plan for you.
神在为你的生命有一个计划。
What is your part?
那你那一份是什么呢？
You must walk in that plan.
你要行在那个计划里面。
And you are receiving a lot of faith these days here.
这些日子你领受了很多的信心。
Right?
是不是呢？
You're receiving faith.
你领受了信心。
But there is only one thing that can kill faith.
可是有一样东西呢，是信心的致命伤。
You know what is the only thing that can kill faith?
你知道只有一样东西可以杀死信心的。
Lack of works.
就是缺少工作。
Because faith without works is dead.
因为信心没有行为，没有工作是死的。
That's why it's very important that whatever is steering in you, you go out there and put it to work.
这就是为什么当神把一样东西放在你里面的时候呢，你必须呢去把它运作出来。
Even if you make a mistake,
即使你在运作当中犯了一些错误，
try it.
你还是尝试。
It's better to try and make a mistake than not to try because you are afraid of a mistake.
宁可你尝试了而又犯了一些错误，也比因为害怕而不去尝试要好。
We have made an idol of waiting on the Lord.
我们很多时候把等候神呢弄以等候神来作为我们懒惰的一个托词。
That's a very rich teaching. Rich teaching.Very, very rich teaching.
你或许会说，嗯，这是一个很丰富的教导。
I need to rest now.
我现在呢要安息。
I need to think.
我需要好好去沉思默想。
I need to wait for God to tell me what to do.
然后我要在那边等候，让看神告诉我要做什么。
Let me ask you a question.
我现在问你们一个问题。
What Bible are you reading?
你到底读的是什么圣经？
Because you go to Acts 16.
如果你读《使徒行传》第十六章。
And this is what Acts 16 says.
那《使徒行传》十六章这样说。
The Holy Spirit did not allow Paul to preach.
就是圣灵呢不准保罗去讲道。
So like a football player, the Holy Spirit says you are not coming through.
所以就好像那个足球队员一样，对保罗说你不能过来。
So Paul took a cut that way.
所以保罗呢就必须从另外一个地方去。
And the Holy Spirit flagged Paul, said, "I forbid you to preach."
然后圣灵跟他说，我禁止你在那边讲道。
So Paul says, "Okay, what do I do?"
那保罗就说，好好，那我现在应该怎么办呢？
So he stopped.
所以他就停住。
He saw a vision.
他就看到一个异象。
Of a Macedonian man.
看到一个马其顿人。
And the Bible says,
那圣经上说。
And as soon as he saw the vision,
当他一看到这个异象
，he immediately went in that direction.
他就马上的往那个方向去。
When was the last time that God have to tell you stop?
上一次神跟你说你必须停止是什么时候？
It's the opposite.
是不是刚好相反？
He has to come on, go, come on, do it, come on.
是不是神通常跟你说赶快去，赶快去，去做，去做。
Do not idolize waiting.
所以不要 以等候神来作为你懒惰的一个借口。
It's better to aim for a star, even if you miss, than to aim for a skunk and hit it. It's better to aim for a star, even if you miss.
你宁可呢？你是对准了星星要去射它而没射中。
Than to aim for a skunk and hit it.
也比你对准了一只臭鼠，然后真的把它打到了。
So it's very, very important for you.
所以这个是对你非常重要的。
Even tonight,
即使今天晚上
as you go to bed,
当你去、啊、当你上床的时候
touch every door quietly,
你就经过你那个走道的时候就轻轻的
and pray blessings over the people
触摸每一扇每一个门然后为他们祝福
When you come to breakfast tomorrow morning,
还有明天早上当你去吃早餐的时候
pray for the waiters,
就为那个、服务生祝福。
When you check out tomorrow or whenever you check out, bless the people at the counter.
还有你如果要 check out 的时候呢，祝福那个柜台的人。
Do not idolize laziness.
不要把你的懒惰呢当作像偶像一样。
Now you may say, but Pastor Ed, I could do so many things. I don't know which one to do.
那你或许会说，牧师，我有很多事情可以做，我不晓得应该做哪一件。
Let me make it simple for you.
那我现在可以把它简化。
The whole law and the prophets is fulfilled on two commandments alone.
这整本圣经所有的律法跟先知呢，是只有两，总合起来就是两个诫命。
Love God with all your heart.
第一个呢，就是全心全意爱主你的神。
And love your neighbor as yourself.
第二个就是爱人如己。
That's the whole Bible.
整本圣经总归就是这样。
Now Christians do a decent job of loving God.
那基督徒呢，在爱神这方面做得还不错。
But most Christians do a lousy job of loving their neighbor.
可是爱人如己这方面呢，却做得很糟糕。
So we need to begin to love the people that we live next to.
所以我们要开始爱我们的邻舍。
So who are you?
所以你究竟是谁呢?
You are God's workmanship.
你是神的工作。
Created in Christ Jesus.
在耶稣基督里面造成的。
With the plan from God.
是神在你的生命中有一个计划。
To love God and to love people.
就是爱神而且爱人。
Now this takes us to the issue of the church. This takes us to the issue of the church.
那我们现在来看第二个成分就是教会。
The Greek word for church in the New Testament is the word ecclesia.
新约的那个、教会的原文呢就是 ecclesia.
Ecclesia. It's from where we get the English word ecclesiastical.
我们有一个英文字呢就是从这个字来的。
When the Lord Jesus introduced the church in Matthew 16,
当耶稣基督在马太福音十六章讲到教会的时候
He didn't invent a new word.
他没有呢在这个地方发明一个新的字眼
He borrowed a word from the Greeks.
他借用了一个已经有的希腊文
Because the Greeks had an institution called the church.
因为在希腊呢有一个机构呢就叫教会
And it was a gathering of people.
那这个机构呢，是一些统治的一些人的一个机构。
It was an assembly.
是一个、好像一个议会一样的。
An assembly is a group of people that come together.
所谓的 assembly 是一群人聚集在一起。
So when Jesus says, "I will build my church,"
所以当耶稣说我要建立我的教会
，He meant I will bring together my people.
意思就是说我要把我的百姓召聚在一起。
In the form of an assembly.
就像一个 assembly 这样的一个集会一样的。
Now, every assembly needs a quorum.
每一个的集会呢，都需要有一个。
That's a minimum number of people to have authority.
就是都必须有一个有一个条件，就是有一个法定人数，至少法要有一个法定人数来成立这个。
And Jesus determined what the quorum means for that assembly called the church.
那耶稣呢就为这个人数呢定了一个。
You know how many people you need to have a church?
你知道要成立一个教会，只要有几个人以上就可以吗
？Two.
只要两个人。
If two people gather in the name of Jesus, he's there.
只要两个人奉耶稣基督的名聚集，他就在这里。
If 20,000 people gather in the name of Jesus, he's there.
只要有
he's there.
他也一样在这里，只要两三个人。
You can never improve on what you get with two people.
所以呢，只要你是有两个人就是。
Now look how this changes everything.
你看这样的话改变了什么
？Because when we think of church, we think of Sunday morning, hundreds of people.
因为每当我们想到教会的时候，我们旧的观念就想到礼拜天，想到好多人。
Praise and worship.
然后必须有敬拜赞美。
Long announcements.
还有很多的事情要报告。
Big offerings.
又要收奉献。
Is that church?
我们就想教会，就想成这个。
Yes.
这个是教会吗
？But is that the only way you can have church?
刚刚讲的是教会没有错，可是不是唯一有教会的形式。
No. All you need on Monday morning,
你所需要的是礼拜一的。
Is find another Christian.
礼拜一的教会就是你只要找到另外一个基督徒。
Either in person,
另外一个人。
By cell phone,
或者是不管是面对面，或是透过电话。
By email,
甚至透过 email.
You come together in the name of Jesus.
只要你们是奉耶稣基督名在一起。
And you have church.
你就有一个教会了。
And now you have authority.
而且呢，有教会就有权柄。
Look how this changes your time at home.
这样的话，你想，如果这样的看的话，怎么样会改变你在家里头的时间
？Ruth, my wife and I used to have devotions.
我跟我的妻子呢，常常有一起的一个敬拜的时间。
In the morning.
晨更就在早上。
We don't have devotions anymore. We don't.We have church.
我们不是有一个晨更，我们是有一个教会。
Because when we sit at the breakfast table, we say, Jesus, would you come and have breakfast with us?
因为当我们坐到餐桌上吃饭，跟主说，主耶稣要不要来跟我们一起坐？
Jesus is having breakfast with us.
耶稣就来跟我们一同坐席了。
When we pray with our children and grandchildren,
当我们为我们的儿女还有孙儿女祷告的时候，
we don't say we're going to pray the good night prayers.
我们不会说哦，要睡觉的做个晚上的睡觉前的祷告。
No, we're going to have church.
我们说我们要一起来有个教会。
We're going to call on the name of the Lord.
我们要来求告主的名。
And when we do that,
那我们是不是可以这样做呢
？The gates of hell cannot prevail against that gathering.
当我们这样做的时候，阴间的权势也不能胜过我们的聚集。
So let the Lord speak to you right now.
所以让主耶稣这个时候就对你的心说话。
Because when you don't realize that you are a minister.
因为当你不了解不知道你自己就是一个传道人的时候
You are always waiting for Sunday morning to talk to a minister to help you.
你就会有一个心态说要等到礼拜天来跟牧师讲他们才可以来帮助你
But when you realize that you are a minister
可是一旦你了解到你自己就是一个传道人
And if you connect with another Christian you can have the presence of Jesus there
同时只要你跟另外一个基督徒有一个联系的话呢，你就有耶稣在你们当中
Now the one who is in trouble is the devil the gates of hell
那现在呢，有一个问题就是有一个困难就是那个阴间的权势
So listen to the Holy Spirit now.
所以我们这个时候一起来听圣灵的声音。
Because the church must operate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
因为教会呢必须是一天24小时开放，而且一个礼拜七天都开放的。
That's the way it operated in Acts chapter 2, verse 42 to 47.
因为在使徒行传第二章42节到47节呢教会就是这样在运作的
They devoted themselves continually to church
他们是持续的呢把自己献身在教会里面
But it was not a big gathering
可是不一定是要一个很大的聚集
It was thousands of groups all over the city
而是呢在城市里面有成千的小群的人一起
This should change the way you have lunch in a restaurant
如果你是这样的思想，你的思想有这样改变的话，你在餐厅吃午餐都会变得不一样的。
When you sit at the table,
当你坐下来吃的时候
，you invite Jesus to come to the table.
你就邀请耶稣一起来跟你们吃喝。
And say we're going to have church.
然后你就说我们开始来有一个教会的聚会。
He will show up.
同时我们相信耶稣会来。
Oh, let the Lord speak to you.
盼望主这个时候就对你说话。
Jesus says, I will build an assembly.
耶稣说我要建立一个聚集的地方。
As small as two people.
只要有两个人在一起。
And wherever they come together,
不管他们在哪个地方聚集。
The devil will lose.
撒旦都要输的。
I was doing this seminar in Hong Kong about a year ago.
大概一年前在香港呢我有一个这样的研习会。
And during the afternoon break, we went to have dinner.
在下午聚会完了以后呢我们就去吃晚餐。
So we invited Jesus to come to the table.
所以我们就邀请
To invite Jesus. To
我们就邀请耶稣来跟我们一同坐。
So I told my Chinese host where I have church now.
我就跟我的招待我的中国的基督徒说呢我们现在要开始有聚会了有教会了。
Which is what Acts 2:42 says.
这个就是《使徒行传》二章四十二节讲的。
They broke bread.
他们一起擘饼。
They fellowship.
他们有相交。
They pray.
他们一起祷告。
And they talk about the doctrine of the apostles.
然后他们也一起分享使徒的教训。
As we are having dinner,
当我们一起在吃晚餐的时候
I get a phone call from the Hong Kong International Airport.
那我就从我就接到一通电话呢，是从香港国际机场打来的。
And one of my associates, a Filipino brother,
有一个我们的同工呢，是菲律宾的一个弟兄。
He's in great distress.
他呢正在有一个很大的难处当中。
He cannot find his billfold, his document, his passport, his ticket.
他的皮夹子整个都不见了，里面有他的各样的重要的文件。
I'm here at the airport. I have no money. I have no passport.
他说：“我现在在机场，也没有钱，
what?
也没有护照。
What do I do?
我怎么办呢
？”I said, "Wait a moment."
我说：“等一等。
”We are here with a very powerful person having dinner right now.
我说不要怕，我们现在这里有一个人跟我们一起在吃饭的，是很有能力的人。
Lord Jesus, what is going on?
我就说主耶稣究竟是怎么回事
？Oh, don't worry.
我说不用担心。
Jesus said, "I have all authority."
耶稣说：“我有一切的权柄。
”Tell him to wait that is coming to him.
我就跟他说呢，叫他等，他的丢的东西马上就回来了。
So I said, "Would you sit down because everything will be okay?"
我就跟他说：“你可以不可以坐下来？事情都会没事的。
”Half an hour later, I get a phone call.
过了半个小时，我再接到一个电话。
He's very excited.
哇，这回弟兄很兴奋。
He said, "Oh, Pastor Ed, you will not believe this."
哦，他说 ，Pastor Ed， 你一定不相信这个事。
A bus driver found the documents.And brought them to the airline, and I have them in my hand.
我所失去的东西，有人找到，现在已经在我手上了。
You see, the gates of hell are not going to prevail against us.
看到没有，阴间的权势不能胜过我们。
The problem that many of you have is that you have problems at work, and you wait until Sunday to have an expert pray for you.
我们的问题在什么地方呢？就是当我们在职场遇到问题的时候呢，我们就等到礼拜天，让牧师来为你这个问题祷告。
Church is as little as two people.
所以呢，教会呢可以少到两个人就成为一个教会。
And when two people or more get together, Jesus is there.
只要有两个人、两三个人聚集在一起，耶稣就在当中。
And when Jesus is there, the gates of hell cannot prevail.
一旦耶稣在当中呢，阴间的权势就不能胜过我们。
So look at this, who you are.
所以我们来看看这个，我们讲到说你是谁。
You are created in Christ Jesus.
你是在基督里面创造的。
Upgraded to Jesus class.
而且呢，被升等到耶稣基督的那个等级。
And to good works.
是为了一个善事。
And you are the church.
而你就是教会。
The only difference is whether you have a quorum or not.
重要的一点就是你有没有那个这个。起码的人数。
But if you have another Christian,
只要你有另外一个基督徒，
you have authority.
你就有权柄了。
Authority for what?
这个权柄是要干什么的呢？
This takes us to the next item, the kingdom of God.
这个讲到这个权柄，就把我们带到下一个成分，就是神的国度。
Jesus says, "I will build."